afternoon, everyone, from the CNN Center in Atlanta. I'm Krishan Saunders. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Sudan's capital of Khartoum is under curfew as Darfur rebel group advances on the city. Rebels and army troops clashed on Khartoum's outskirts. The rebels seek to overthrow Sudan's government. The government says the rebels are getting support from the neighboring country of Chad. Myanmar's rulers pushed ahead with voting on a new constitution despite the plight of last week's cyclone victims. International aid is being allowed in. Two more plane loads and a UN convoy arrived there today. But some shelters may close for lack of supplies. The U.S. is planning on sending supplies early next week. Hezbollah says it's withdrawing its gunmen from neighborhoods in western Beirut that were seized during days of fighting. The move comes after a compromise plan was suggested by the Lebanese army. 25 people have been killed and 100 wounded since violence began Wednesday. Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama is scheduled to appear at a rally in Oregon this afternoon. Obama and rival Hillary Clinton both campaigned there yesterday. Oregon is holding a mail-in primary. The votes will be counted a week from Tuesday. President Bush is today father of the bride. Daughter Jenna is tying the knot later today with longtime boyfriend Henry Hager. President Bush talked about it in his weekend radio address.
It's my daughter Jenna's wedding day. This is a joyous occasion for our family as we celebrate the happy life ahead of her and her husband Henry. It's also a special time for Laura, who this Mother's Day weekend will watch a young woman we raised together walk down the aisle.
Those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source, online, on TV, even when you're on the go.